move down, and they can be.
Correct. Now, I don't know if Blue Green wants to build dormitories or deed it to Big Cedar. I mean, that's between them. But that is already zoned on all those sections.
Can you go over a little bit, Scott, to show Paradise Point as well? Which is what's up on that peninsula, so in theory the same thing could happen there.
Correct, and that's
as well.
Right. And there's a density to whereas this conditional use permit, as you guys know, is for two. They'll not build more than two unless they come back to you for approval for the next two. Or I mean, it is per two. Whereas the Yellow Hatch, whatever that density is, which it's a lot, it's 2,000 square feet per room. They could build a lot of dormitories on that Yellow Hatch.
Any other questions, comments?
So the density on what they want to do with the acreage involved is less than what we require.
Well, right now.
What we'll allow.
Well, right now, they can't build residential in the commercial.
I understand. But
so you guys are dictating, no, the density would be the same, but they're only asking for two. Approval's only going to be for two.
I understand. Yeah. But the two they're asking for, the density of that is less than would be allowed on other places.
Well, there's some. The C2 density does not have the residential density. So that's going to be up to the Planning Commission because you have to approve each residential building in C2. There is not a density for residential in C2.
So, Mr. Chairman, would you do this just like we always do? Somebody needs to make a motion to approve it, and then we vote it up or down?
Correct.
So that's the only way we're going to move forward?
Yes.
Is that somebody makes a motion to approve, and then we vote it up or down?
Have a discussion and vote up or down.
I'll make a motion that we approve.
Okay, we've got a motion on the floor to approve the application. Do we have a second? Pick one. Okay, we got a motion and a second. Any additional discussion before calling the vote? Questions, comments? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Did you get that, Presley?
Yes.
Scott?
6-1.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thanks for the help. Okay, we're going to move on to our second conditional use permit. Mainsview LP, conditional use permit for paintball games located at 4425 State Highway JJ.
Okay, I've gotten it ready. Case number 23, again, conditional use permit, case number 23010. Mansview LP is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for paintball games to be located at 4425 State Highway JJ. Property is currently zoned A1 Agricultural District with a current conditional use permit number 2334. For the Texplex at Fox Creek Park, a UTV trail riding park. That should probably be 22. 34. So turning our attention to the screen, if Taney County Planning Commission would approve CUP 23010, the following requirements shall apply: compliance with the applicable provisions of Taney County zoning regulations. This decision is subject to all existing easements, and 3 building permits would be required for all applicable structures. So here's our plans of view property on JJ Highway. Here's the drawings supplied by the applicant. And a close-up of it. And I think our applicants are ready. Come on up.
Evening, gentlemen. Glad to see you again.
You've been here before.
We just want to play paintball. I'm glad we're number 2 today. Thank you for your time. I'll try not to waste any of it and get right to it. We just requesting a simple permission here to be able to do some paintball on the property. There was 2 sections marked off on the kind of aerial shot that we sent to Scott. It's they're not size obviously, but it's an acre and a half a spot, and it's a total of 3 acres. It's a natural environment. We're gonna have, the idea would be to have private groups. And, you know, they had to call and make a reservation and be private, where people would come out and 10 at a time or however many, and do capture the flag, last man standing, that kind of thing. All the paintball paint's all biodegradable. We supply the gear cover for the clothes and goggles for the face, and, you know, go out there and play. It's quiet. And it just involves the natural resources locally there. And that's pretty much, without reading details, what was there. I'm assuming each one of you have a copy of what was sent to Scott. So that's pretty much it.
What were the hours of operation that's currently approved?
Sure. Right now it's 8 to 7. Until winter kicks in, and it'll be 8 to 5. And we were just hoping to keep along with that same pattern of hours. Yes, sir.
How will the players be transported to the site? Either walk or by cart? Cart provided?
Yes.
Any other questions for the applicant?
Will there be a location there, I guess, to sell the people the supplies and stuff like that? Are you going to, other than the one in a booth, probably, what you're going to set up there to put the stuff in and sell paintballs and whatever, is there going to be any policing of the activities by someone else other than just the person that's running it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He's a referee. He's a ref.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yes, sir.
You don't seem like you. I don't know much about paintball, but you wouldn't want to just turn them loose out there.
he's a referee. We'll set up some guidelines, and it'll be timed. Yeah. And
I know you can set up guidelines, but you got still got to have enforcement.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
You can provide all the equipment?
Yes, sir.
I think they're wrong. I think we got wrong.
That one, I don't think we were going to let them.
We haven't looked at that yet, but if it probably turned into that, to be honest with you. If the group comes out and they have their own, if they have their own, it would still be private
I think the answer would probably be yes, but not to start off.
When they do bring their own equipment, you're going to run a lot of crawling?
I mean, we could. That's one of the reasons we're like, yeah, no, let's just provide it for them right now. But
how far off the trail will it be from other riders?
You want to shoot at the side besides, don't you?
That's what I'm looking at. Being somebody in the head as they're going by and wrecked.
Just so you know, that's a film. Yeah, I don't know. It's probably, 75 yards? 50 to 75 yards.
It's a ballpark, 50 to 75 yards.
Further than your main ball to shoot.
Yes, you got your first aid station still.
Yes, sir.
Where these are set up, how is your separation between the established trails that you have now? Are they close to it or not?
They're pretty close, yeah. So obviously, so that we can have access.
Temptation would be there.
But you probably won't be operating your trail ride while you're doing paintball.
Oh yeah, it wouldn't be the same. Yeah, it would be obviously two different events.
Not at the same time.
No.
Scott, have we received any feedback from the people that live in the area on the operation? Has there been any calls in?
Only thing I've had is an email from someone on the highway that pulled into the driveway, but they were still on MoDOT. They didn't drive up the drive, which I got confirmed. But they had pulled over like they were waiting for somebody behind them to show them where to turn in. But they had pulled into that drive. He'd sent a picture of it, the gentleman had. But I haven't had any noise complaints. Somebody else had commented somewhere that I saw, but they hadn't called the office about them going down Pine Top Road. But, I mean, that could have been anybody that was, they could have come anywhere, so there's no confirmation on that one.
Do we have anybody in the audience that signed up to speak for the application?
I just signed up to speak in general, vote for on this one, and just fill in some blanks that I wasn't going to say anything, but now that you brought that up, I'll share a little bit more.
Okay, you want to come on up?
Hi, my name's Jeff Mitten. I live at 401 Arnold, and so I just thought tonight I'd come down in support of these guys because I like the idea of them putting paintball out there, doesn't make any noise, doesn't cause any problem for us, and help them to be able to make some money off their property. My general feeling is people should be able to use their property for whatever they want to do as long as it doesn't bother the neighbors. So I just, you know, wanted to encourage them a little bit with that one. As to the neighbors' complaints, there's quite a few of us around there that just talk as everybody does. And I know there's been more than one occasion where we've heard different things or had people pull out, and we spoke, you know, we're text back and forth with the folks, and they put up a stop sign and trying to help control traffic. I see these as kind of normal parts of trying to get a business going, so it's not been a big disruption in any way. As I mentioned to them, there was one morning where they had some buggies out there that were wrapped, the kind of things that you'd run up here at Lucas Oil or whatnot, open mufflers, super loud, but it was only one morning, and it was only for maybe an hour or 2 hours. I'm not the kind of guy, I hate this kind of stuff, so I'm not the kind of guy going to be calling you and complaining and doing all that. One off, you're always going to have something, you know, somebody that does a little bit of something, but wanted to speak in favor tonight of the paintball, because if we get to the point where we're trying to run night races and it's going to be real loud and it's going to be problems like that, I'm going to be up here complaining, I'm going to be yelling and screaming, so I want to make sure I give you some positives when it's here to be given.
All right, appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else signed up to speak on this application, for or against? For or against? Nope. You want to come back up? Any final? I mean, it's pretty straight. We definitely know this project. We've been through a few times, so seems like a pretty straightforward request. Do we have enough information to make the positive motion and then have a discussion, vote it up or down?
I'd make a motion to approve it.
Got a motion?
A second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion?